and identify steps the community can take to shape an equitable and resilient Portland. Again, that's Fixing Your City, creating thriving neighborhoods and adapting to a changing world, on Thursday, March 14th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Trinity Episcopal Cathedral, 147 Northwest 19th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio, a proud co-sponsor of the Live Cinema Experience 100-Year Plan on Friday, March 15th from 8 to 11 p.m. at Disjecta in Portland. 100-Year Plan is a dystopian response to participating in the producer's economy in the age of automation takeover. This live cinema experience presents a performance of an online video in real life and is produced by Emotional Store. Again, that's 100-Year Plan on Friday, March 15th from 8 to 11 p.m. at Disjecta, 8371 North Interstate Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the live performance of the West Lynn Radio Hour, KWL 1956, on Saturday, March 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Youth Music Project in West Lynn. For the past 3 years, the West Lynn Historical Society has produced the KWL radio show. This year, the reenactment will feature a roundup of the news, West Lynn history on parade, as the Willamette Flow soap opera, and more. Again, that's a live performance of the West Lynn Radio Hour, KWL 1956, on Saturday, March 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Youth Music Project, 2015 8th Avenue in West Lynn. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland, Oregon, bridging the gap between prisons, prisoners, and the community. This is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Correctional facilities, cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it get funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what, I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well I'm dropping English, even if Yella makes it a cappella. I still express yo, I don't smoke weed or sex, cause it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel. Spread yourself, do it, spread yourself. For the pop chart, so where should a brother like you start expressing yourself, my boy, and show you how your track,
what up,
drop English right about now. Getting back to the PG, that's program, and it's easy. Dre is back, new jacks are made hollow. Expressing ain't the subject because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend. The records I spin again and again and again. Yo, you're on the other end, watch a brother blend. Dope rhymes with no help. There's no fessing or guessing while I'm expressing myself. It's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me. Ruthless is the way to go, they know. Others say rhymes which fail to be original, or they kill where the hip-hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. Though some musicians, cuz at home, they're scared to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you hear none. They're
exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the show, they go looking for the dope man. Or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say hell no. But you know it ain't all about wealth, as long as you make a note to spread the scale.
Sorry, we started off laughing, but it is another wonderful Tuesday, and you're here with the host of the amazing Calculated Conversation Radio Show. I'm Disco Dave.
Yeah, Ken Jones over here. Jones.
Yeah, that's what they called me in college, man.
Disco Dave.
Yeah, yeah. I used to dance, actually, man, back when I was younger in college, man. Bust a couple moves. Unbuttoned the top three buttons on my shirt.
Oh, so the real life of the party.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let my hair down a little bit. I actually did have a curl. But I will let you know, they tripped out when I came one day and washed it and went to campus with the Snoop Dogg fro. They couldn't believe it because I was out in Eugene. Okay. they was tripping. They was like, hey, man, can you rap? That's weird. All right. We're not here to joke all day. But, oh, Ken's still laughing, but.
That's wild.
No, yeah, it really happened that way. I go to parties, they be like, hey, man, can you rap? I'm like, first of all, man, this ain't MTV, bro. This is U of O.
Right.
But I do want to say that I want to thank the universe. I got to the radio station and there was still light outside.
Man.
It's been a while since I've seen some daylight.
Hey, it's a shaky feeling.
I'm like, what time is it? 7 a.m.? But yeah, it's crazy. So, you know, definitely the shift is happening. Spring is amongst us.
Did you get any non-self time setting electronic setup? Like, I didn't change any of the clocks. I didn't even think about it till like midday when I was doing a comparison. I was still going off the other. It completely slipped my mind. There was no reminders anywhere saying anything about it. And so I woke up and just looked at my alarm clock, you know, my bedside clock. I got a clock in the living room, clock in the kitchen, everything. Mm-hmm. I'm operating on that time. And then just happened to catch the phone time after looking at one of the other times and being like, oh.
Yeah. It take a while because it don't really register until you wake up. You know what I mean?
And I feel like when I was younger, like having like cable and, you know, stuff like it would be promoted in that sense. So it'd be talked about, news reminding you to do it. And I feel like I've been, didn't see any of that.
Yeah, because I feel like it's always the next morning where you wake up and you like look at the clock and you're like, oh, dang. And it just take a minute to register what's going on. Yeah, and then you forgot, like, because, I mean, we should be setting before we go to sleep. But, I mean, I don't think most people do that.
I feel like they just need to split the difference and make it set the clock 30 minutes and just never change time again. Just let it go.
Yeah, I just use it as an excuse to tell somebody, hey, look, I'm early for this date. You know, like this time you're late. But all right, let me see what's new here. Man, my birthday's in 2 days.
Coming on up.
And I wanted to publicly thank Ken on air for ignoring my text.
Hey, and the crazy thing is I knew this was going.
I sent out text to my beloved friends who I thought that I was cool with. Apparently, we only friends in the radio station.
Hey,
so
you know what's crazy funny about that, I made that responding in my head because when I got it was in the middle of something. Responded in my head, and I thought about it driving the day and was like, he never followed up. And then clicked in there and saw it and was like, ooh. I was like, I don't want to hit with the, oh, forgot to text this. So I was like, I was going to talk to him at the station.
Yeah. People don't really believe you when you say you seen a text you meant to call.
Right.
Back.
That's
it's hard to believe that.
I be moving. I'll answer something in my head. I feel like I've been doing that the most amount of times.
Yeah.
Or go in and didn't even press send. Like, that's been the big one.
Yeah, that's frustrating. I do that at least 3 times a day, man.
Yeah.
You know, so definitely, I already knew what was up anyway.
But
I was just trying to put something together for my, you know, close friends and families who I connect with.
Right.
You know, something real small. Celebrate another year. Speaking of that, we got another year on the Calculated Conversation Radio Show. I feel like we We started, did we start March 9th, I want to say?
Yeah, that's where it was in between last and this week. I feel like it was right in there. I had it written down somewhere. I don't know where, but I do know I did make the note for the 1 year on, or 1 year on air, and kind of just reflecting over the past year. That's actually what I was doing a little bit, kind of flipping through some of the past shows and having some of the notes that was taken. And yeah, it's just interesting, the flow that's ran all the way through.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, we actively, you know, been a year on this show, man. And again, it's been crazy. I don't think either one of us expected, like, the just the results and the response we've been getting from people.
That's like, what, 50,
even people at the weeks? Station seem to think that we cool, you know?
Yeah, we've been getting love.
So that's pretty dope. And so we definitely haven't forgot about y'all. But, man, with all the birthdays and the business and the job and Ken's kids, you know, like, and we really, like, we trying to get it together to where we can have a really nice mixer for, because we really want people to, like, meet us in person if you don't already know us, and, you know, just come have conversation, and so we can just go over things about this show, good things, right, tough things, challenges, right, you know, highlight moments,
yeah,
and, you know, just be able to connect with people personally, because we don't only want it to be on air. So,
yeah.
And remember, the phone number up here is 503-231-8187 if you need to call in for any reason and let us know how you feel, or you got a question, or, you know, you just want to touch bases with us on anything. I mean, we definitely open-minded and open to learning stuff. So, again, our social medias is at Facebook, Calculated Conversation Radio Show. At Twitter, it's at Calculated Talk.
Bam.
IG is at Calculated Conversation. Gmail, calculatedconversation@gmail. And www.calculatedconversation.com.
Calculating everything.
The reason is because there are certain things that we just feel need to be discussed. And a lot of times these conversations, they don't happen as often as I think they should. Mm-hmm. And when they do try to happen, they often are not calculated properly,
right,
you know, and so we want to make sure we build the show around, you know, like breaking down those conversations, just kind of realizing that there are things missing a lot of times from you know, dialogue that we have with different people. And a lot of times I think we just underestimate just how different people are. Mm-hmm. And but we also underestimate just how much alike we are as,
man,
well.
And that's so a big part.
So really it's a super, super fine line, you know, and calculating it, I think, is one of the best ways that we've been able to stay on course, while realizing the differences and also acknowledging the similarities in people. Mm-hmm. You know, in doing so, you know, sort of building the bridge and just kind of being hand in hand as we all try to, you know, move through society as one and be as successful as possible and try to create the best out of what we have and build the most powerful interactions that we can build with every human being that we come across.
Right. So I think it's good kind of you pointing out, it's like the idea that we can recognize the differences,
right,
but to highlight the similarities.
Right.
You know,
right,
what I mean? Because
right,
that idea that I don't see, like, no, you need to recognize that there are differences,
mm-hmm,
you know, and that's okay.
Right.
That's, you know, whatever your background is, whatever, you know, your culture is, mm-hmm, and all that. It's okay to recognize that, even if you're not understanding, still okay.
Right.
It's not your thing, right?
Right.
Even if it's not your thing. But that's not what you dwell on. And, you know, you highlight the similarities and realize just how many of us. I watched this very interesting joint on Netflix. And it was, of course, I'm a butcher the name, but it had something to do with, it's like a comedy around the world or around the globe, something like that. And they go and visit, like, war-torn areas, right? So they're over in the Middle East places. They go to some spots in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And they find comedians in these areas and talk to them about their experience. And the thing that's universal is using comedy to kind of soften the craziness of life.
Right,
and being able,
right,
to kind of, you know, use that. And it's the same things no matter what language, no matter what place in the world. It's kind of these same things that we find humorous.
Right,
and
right,
that's something that shows you that across every, there's similarities. You didn't have to grow up, you know,
right,
in Sudan. You didn't have to grow up in Beijing But understanding that there are the same things that make us feel these same emotions, because if nothing else, that's the thing that we share, right?
Right.
That's the common piece.
Absolutely, bro. And a lot of times, it's just so hard to realize that, you know, it's so much information that we kind of believe has already been assumed.
Right.
You know, and a lot of people don't realize, a lot of us don't realize like how much we actually assume at times,
mm-hmm.
you know, and kind of make it hard to actually gain real information so that we can, you know, be able to relate to people.
Right.
You know, in my studies, the most important thing I've noticed in people is just the desire to be understood.
Mm-hmm.
And because we really don't, I just don't think society that we were raised in, I don't think it breeds understanding. It doesn't encourage understanding things that are different,
mm-hmm.
you know, more or less. It kind of promotes the misunderstanding of things that you don't recognize,
right.
you know. And I think through those actions, you know, and those lack of having those social tools provides so much dysfunction, you
yeah.
know, so much separation in society. And before you know it, like, you actually don't like somebody you haven't spoke to.
Man, and at all.
We got to think about
a
that.
A whole profile build. I talked about this just recently.
Right. Yeah, there's certain things that...
We got switched out.
What?
Hey.
Hey.
Back from a bit of technical difficulties there.
It was snowing in here. And
quick blizzard.
We scooped it up. And now we are back on track. But what was I saying? We were talking about just kind of the breakdown and the things that people really don't assume, and what society kind of, just kind of the way they breed us. And, you know, in my opinion, we just have to continue to understand the importance of the process of unlearning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm gonna keep saying this on the show until, you know, people understand it and we get it all broken down, because that process is really what propels us into a whole nother level of, I think, seeing the world and for what it really is.
Right.
I mean, I don't think a lot of us don't really see it in its actuality and the beauty and the, I just think there's a lot of beauty in the differences though, you know, instead of you know, ugliness,
right.
you know, I just, it's so much out there, and to take advantage of it, like the way you have to reconstruct your mind and your vision and your own energy and self-awareness, man, it's a lot of work. And so right. I definitely understand why it's difficult,
yeah.
you know?
And I mean, it's challenging too to the self, because if you've right. been running with a narrative, or you've been running with this way of being kind of closed off, into what the outside of just your circle, your city, your state, even your country, when you closed off to that, that's a way of thinking that's detrimental, right? And then the thing is, when you start opening up, I think the difficult part for a lot of people is there's too much data coming in that is opposite of what their belief has been for X amount of years, right? And so if the social circle and all that are all like cheering whatever this way of thinking is on, and they're all supporting that, and then you go out here and find something that contradicts, not many of us, like, initially are just going to run with that as, oh, that's actually the truth over there. Like, no, because this right. has been echoed by my life, the people
right.
around me.
Right.
But starting to kind of face that and coming into it. So I think, like anything, it's a buildup. You don't walk in a gym one day and just you're fit, you know, fit inspo.
Right.
You got to come in here and keep going at it. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right, right.
And like any other the muscle, you're training yourself, training your mind, training your perspective, I think, is a bigger one. Training your perspective to be able to see things different.
Right.
This isn't a weak, you know, I've watched a couple videos, read a book, and now it's all together. It's a right. constant, you know, work in progress. And right. I think it's a lot of people that hit that part of it outside of just that moment of inspiration. And then it's like, hey, well, I got challenged, or putting you in an uncomfortable, because yeah. you may be in a situation where you're facing someone that actually is able to articulate themselves and break down why their way is not wrong.
Right.
And
right.
If you're not prepared for that, you know, to be able to sit and actively engage and actually just listen. It's not even so much about engaging, it's actively listen right. to what's being said and what's being communicated to you. It's much easier just to stay in a place of comfort. And I mean, we revisit that a lot. It's being uncomfortable.
Right.
And I being more so being okay with being wrong, and that goes back to my beginning point, is that challenge, because that's right. what you've rooted your idea of yourself in. And so once that's being challenged, that can kind of throw you off.
Right.
Nobody wants to be that uncomfortable. I was listening to a podcast on the way in, and they had asked a guy like something that's underrated, and he was talking about psychotherapy. And so he was like, there's this image of what these therapies and stuff are, like somebody sitting and dangling a clock in front of you, and you know, this crazy stuff. But there's a lot of people, and I meant hypnotherapy, not psychotherapy. But that there's the people who can let go, right, are the people who benefit.
Right.
And there's a lot of people who go to therapy and say it didn't work, but they're also not being honest with themselves enough to be honest with the therapist.
Exactly.
And that creates an issue.
Right.
It's usually the people who are just giving it all, right. because then they're giving the information that this trained professional can use then to figure out what toolkit
right,
to
right.
work on it with.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so that kind of resonated and kind of been ringing, you know, but it's that idea of, can you daily go out into the world and be proven wrong?
Right.
That can be a big ego shot. And then admit that, not just have it, but to admit and be like, yeah, no, I was definitely the way I saw that,
right, right.
you know, wasn't it. Can you do that?
Right.
That's not an easy task. It's not for everybody. Everybody can do it. Right, it can be done, but it's not for everybody.
Right,
and that's something that I see people try and then fall right back,
right.
because what's been comfortable this long, or you know, have this piece, but it's not something they keep working towards.
Right,
you know, they've just got to step one, maybe step two, and then it's like, I'm cool. And if it takes, you know, a while, there's no magic moment. There's no magic amount of time. This is something practiced. You know, most right. of us is, I mean, I guess I don't know the age range listening in, but you figure we'll use 26, 27 as the midpoint. You've been going and operating for that way for those amount of years plus.
Right.
That's not going to change in a month, a year,
no.
maybe not even 2 or 3 years. And it's something also to highlight is that, and I was thinking about this with me and you in a lot of our talks and, you know, our understanding, it's like the right thing and the right reaction, the right response is not the first thing that pops in the head.
No, it's not.
That's not, it's so not. It's not an automatic thing. This nope. is something that's actually, you know, worked on.
Right.
Consciously thought about. And it doesn't always win. That second thought doesn't always make its way.
Right, right. No, right, up, right.
You know, and so... That's I mean, these are just things, and if we're ever going to get to a place where we can do this, and if you want it, right,
mm-hmm.
you want to be able to go in these spaces and have these conversations and also be able to learn from people. I think that's the biggest thing, is looking to learn about yourself while learning about other people. And
right,
I think through
right.
other people, you can learn a lot about yourself.
Absolutely.
Especially people that are not from the same area, from the same background, any of that as you, because they're able to give you can probably add to the perspective that you have, but also be able to tell you things about yourself that it may not be recognized in the areas that you are in.
Right, right.
Because these things that may be greatness in you that your area doesn't recognize, your circle doesn't recognize,
that's
that somebody
true.
Outside
yeah.
of there could,
that's
you know,
right.
so it's not only that I highlight the bad things, the blind spots, but also those things that are good.
Hmm.
You know, how many people are natural at things? And we talked about this, you know, people have natural talents, but it's never highlighted. It's never pushed. It's,
right.
it's only seen in this certain light.
Right.
And how many people would be much further had somebody, you know, spoke something into that?
You know, I like that. I like that idea, bro. You know, I kind of when I hear you say it, I think of like some, you know, just successful people. Just say professional some professional athletes
right.
that grew up in, you know, adverse circumstances, neighborhoods, and were very, very talented. You know, a lot of times they weren't able to shine or able to kind of dive into their own natural abilities and passions until they left that neighborhood, and sometimes they moved. They had to move in with a coach because mm-hmm. their mom couldn't take care of them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I've seen that happen before.
Right.
And these people go straight to, you know, professional sports.
Right.
You know, and so the idea behind that is basically what you're saying, kind of like sometimes you really can't tap in yourself until
right.
you get out of an environment and somebody sees that who is not your norm.
Right.
And you open to that.
Right, right, right.
A lot of kids had that opportunity and didn't want to deal with probably a new coach that they didn't know
right.
or that wasn't from their neighborhood or that wasn't their race.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Or even thinking about, you know, some of the like another piece to that, like, I've been told my whole life. It's just assumed I'm going to play basketball. What if I wouldn't have been pushed towards sports, but been pushed towards the stuff I'm actually good at? You
right.
know what I mean? Like,
right.
that's that when we jump into sitting and what I can do on a computer, what the way I'm able to take in information and have a knack for figuring things out, the way I can build things
right.
off of
right.
just looking around for a minute. Oh, throw that right together. Engineer some things.
Right.
What if that would have got pushed into? You know what I mean? When I was doing this type of tinkering when
right.
I was a kid, but this idea that, oh, he's big and black.
Right.
Play some sports.
That's crazy, man. I don't think people even know that they're... See, the thing is, they're not even conscious of that, bro.
No.
Because I always get to talk about the sports and all this stuff when I'm in the elevator. And I'm like, I don't...
The amount of people that jump in head first, there's no high or nothing. It's just... I know nothing.
First of all, I don't watch basketball. No, but
I know what I need to know.
but you know, I think the point is, you know, and that shows how much real interaction that we need beforehand. You know, we definitely need to be able to get to know people, man. To you know, sit back on, you know, on I don't want to say prejudice, but I'll say prejudgments, you
yeah.
know. I mean, I don't really, they're the same thing, but prejudice sounds so bad.
Yeah.
You know, but it's the same thing, you know. We have to get to, you know, you kind of want to study, you know, you kind of want to know more about people.
Yeah.
You know,
ask a
start
question.
With questions first.
Ask
like,
question.
Do you watch basketball? No, I don't.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, right.
do you?
Look, you could have saved some awkwardness.
Do you trade stocks?
Hey.
You know what I mean? But you know, back to what your original point was, man, it's like we really do... And I do know about that accountability, and I understand that process, because I've always realized that the hardest thing for people to do was to say that they made a mistake or say that they don't know what's going on or admit that they're confused about something.
Man.
You know, and I really do believe that society paints that as a weakness.
Yeah.
You know, and I do believe that's where a lot of our toxic traits come from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it's super important. And like you said, it's super hard, you know, to admit those things. But the strength behind it, the growth, the maturity is, you know, incomparable. You know, the amount of growth that you get from that is crazy. Because once you be honest about that and admit what you don't know, then people's comfortable talking about the things that you need to know or
right.
that you would like to know. And
right.
then you're growing now.
Right.
And when you're shutting stuff down because of the discomfort of not knowing, you know, you kind of paint, you put yourself in the corner, you know, and you stay in that corner, you know, with no new light, you know, and then you die.
None.
Not physically, but mentally, you know. And so something else I wanted to touch bases, but I want to make sure the listeners got the number up here, because I know we talking and we breaking it down. So if you want to chime in, we would definitely appreciate it. It's 503-231-8187. Oh, really? Let's bring them in. We got a phone call? All right, let's bring them in.
Hello.
Hello.
Yo.
What's going on?
I missed you guys.
Is this Carl?
Yeah.
What's up, man? What's happening?
I'm just lurking out here in radio land.
What's up, man? What you think about the show? What's going on, Carl?
Happy anniversary.
Oh, thank well, thank you, man. We grateful. Grateful for that.
Yeah.
What's happening with you?
I'm always listening. Oh, just, yeah, no, I just miss talking to you guys. But I got some feedback.
Okay.
And then, so I got some feedback, and then I was just wondering if you wanted any feedback, like if you had any questions about whatever about the audience, you know, a question to ask a person in the audience, you could ask me. But the feedback I had was, I think we got to figure out a way to get more people calling because, obviously, because, you know, not many people are calling, but I think that, you know, you guys are smart people, and I think you have a lot to offer people that, you know, would call in with random situations or questions or whatever, that you guys could offer some good advice about, and that, you know, that, and it's interesting too, just to listen to you, you know, talk or react to people's questions and stuff. And so, anyway.
Yeah. I just think that at this point, people are doing more listening right now and just kind of taking it in. I know we definitely, we do get some calls, but in the end, I mean, everybody's not comfortable, I don't think, being on air like that. You know, and so, but we do get a lot of good feedback via email and our social medias and things like that. And so I think people are just kind of letting it soak in and trying to make sure that, you know, we're consistent, you know, and seeing, just kind of watching our moves before they start, you know, discussing it with us sometimes. And some people just want to learn and don't want to talk, you know, and they just want to listen. So, and we cool with that too.
Righteous.
You know, as long as we're sharing information, I think it's good.
Yeah, I think so. But I mean, I guess kind of my ultimate point, I guess, is, you know, you guys could talk all day long about this stuff.
Right.
But I think it's, you know, when somebody comes to you with a situation and says, what do you think of this? I think that's when you guys really shine. It's just in being able to, you know, just address an actual situation. I think it's interesting too.
Yes, so. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm a big fan of, I love scenarios, man. Like, you know, because we got certain formulas that we operate off of that, you know, that we study in the Bible. And, you know, applying, being able to, you know, rapidly apply that to any scenario, I think is one of the things we do best. Yeah. You know, and actually,
yeah,
I encourage people to call in because it's also a challenge to us to make sure that we actually consistent with our beliefs and that, you know, we can't get kind of stumped over a simple question related to the things that we say we understand.
Right.
You know, so we appreciate you calling in, Carl.
Yes. So,
thank you for that.
Man.
Thank you for that, man.
You got any questions for me?
No. Just keep listening, man. We appreciate you.
Okay.
Thank you. Take care.
All right.
Yes. We are back. That was Carl, which is probably our first caller.
It's on a year. Carl, we brought it full circle.
Yeah.
Full circle.
Yeah, I think he might have been our first caller, man. He didn't turn out to be one of our best friends and biggest supporters of the show. And so, I think one thing I want to do tap in about was, I noticed that a lot of people do be struggling, man, with making decisions. You know what I mean? Especially when it relates to the people in their life. You know, I just want to encourage people to understand that it has to be bigger than us. It's in some fashion, you know, it doesn't matter what you believe in, but I think it's really difficult to kind of understand the world when you think you run it by what you do and what you think. It's got to be some bigger guiding us. You know, I got my spirituality. I know Ken got his. Mm-hmm. Everybody got separate things that they use to make them better people, you know, and we respect that. And we encourage that to do that in any facet that you deem appropriate to your beliefs and that gets you further. I don't even think we should even be choosy on what it is as long as we moving ahead. But,
right,
you know, I know one of the things that works for me is just really being loyal to that energy, to that spirit. And the thing is, if you believe, you really have to believe and you have to have faith, you know, and it's so easy for people to, you know, say they believe this and their spirituality takes them here or this is their religion and whatnot. But when it comes down to scenarios that are trying and a little bit rough, mm-hmm. the faith gets shaky, mm-hmm. and you don't really have it as much as you do, and right. you think it's all on you. Mm-hmm. And so one thing that works good for me, man, is no matter how rocky it gets, leaving it to what's bigger than me, right. realizing that I'm not the one that's guiding everything around me, right. you know, realizing that there's a spirit that's way bigger than me that speaks through the soul, you know, speaks through the universe, speaks through the energy. And we can all feel it, you know. You can deny it all you want to, but the fact is, you know when you're doing something wrong and you know when you're doing something right.
Right.
You know, whether it's a relationship, whether it's any other type of social arrangement, you know, whether it's just, you know, you being by yourself and making a decision that affects yourself or affects you a lot deeper than you like to imagine.
Right.
And we're not really calculating properly. And I think those incalculations come from the fact that we're not really tapped in to the thing that's bigger than us, because whatever it is, it knows a little bit more than we do about who we are, what we are, and where we going. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And even when we don't know that. Uh-huh. And so my decisions get extremely easy day to day because I just stay loyal to that. You know, I know what I want to do a lot of times. I know how I want to deal with people. And, you know, I know that some of the things I care about, but those things ain't necessarily consistent with my long-term goals. Mm. You know, and I think that's where we get wrapped up, making decisions as opposed to letting, you know, the spirit guide you, the universe guide you, or your religion, whatever it is you believe in,
right.
that you trust, that you say you trust and believe in when things is going good.
Right.
You know, and it could be anything, man. You know, we don't even have to name it. Just, you know, you got to be guided by something, man. Yeah. And you know, and like when it comes to dealing with people in your life, you know, a lot of people are dealing with people that don't make them feel good. They're dealing with people that, you know, bring the worst out of them,
man.
You know, and a lot of his family, a lot of his, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend stuff, you know, sibling, parents, best friends, your job,
right?
You know, and for whatever reason, you are trying to justify staying in that situation, whatever it is. You working against the universe or against your own better judgment and spirituality, trying to justify why you're supposed to be there and why you're supposed to be doing this. And the thing about that is you always pay. And so as I look deeper into this, I start to realize that you really can never understand the world as good as you need to and operate it and maximize as best as you can until you kind of break down your own energy and your own spirituality, the thing that guides you. Right. You have to give that to the world in order for you to understand it, and they got to trust that you know what it is,
yeah.
and that you believe in it, even if you don't know right. always what it's doing.
Right.
You know, if that makes any sense, man. But you know, it's always something that we want to. We got a caller. We got a call on the line. I want to shut that down real quick and let a caller come in.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey.
Hi, my name is Andrea.
Andrea, how you doing?
Very well, thanks. I just tuned in a couple of minutes ago, heard a little bit about you're talking about being stereotyped as athletes, and now I hear you're having a very profound conversation that's really resonating with me. And I called because I am really turned off by mainstream media, and I'm really looking for other voices and other perspectives. And I'm really moved to hear you guys and hear what you're having to say, and I'm listening.
Hey, every Tuesday, 7 p.m. on the dot, come let us be part of your media experience.
Yeah, thank you. And so can you give me a little bit of an introduction into who you guys are and what you're talking about? Because I'm brand new to listening.
Okay, absolutely. well, the show is called Calculated Conversation. And my name is David, first of all, and that name is part of a chapter of a book that I'm writing. And the reason why we call it Calculated Conversation is because we are of the opinion that there's certain information that's not being, delivered properly or, you know, acknowledged as well as it should be in having interactions with other people. And so what we believe is that one of the biggest issues in society is the fact that most people just don't know what it's like to be other people. Yeah. And a lot of times I think we miss that. And a lot of the breakdowns that we have, we contribute to external circumstances that just look like differences.
Right.
And what we're trying to do is create conversation that's actually structured and strategizes our conversation so that we get people to understand what we want them to understand. We get them to hear what we want them to hear, and we make them feel the way that we want to make them feel. Instead of always having to apologize for something or apologize for our ignorance or just things of that nature. You know, the goal is to build bridges. You know, is to kind of maximize off our similarities as opposed to highlighting our differences all the time. And
well, I got to thank you for all of that, and for your leadership and for your courage and for stepping into that, seeing the need for it. Can I share a little bit of my background with you?
Absolutely. Yes.
Awesome. So I was one of the first people in my family lucky enough to get into college, and when I got there undecided, I took an intro to ethnic studies class, and I ended up getting a degree in ethnic studies. But I didn't ever really want to be a teacher, and so I have been heading really at full speed head on into these conversations for a long time, and you know, sometimes you're ahead of your time, sometimes you're behind the time.
Right.
But I do want you to know that there are many, many people like me who are tuning in, who are hearing you, who are completely honored by the work that you're doing. I haven't heard what you said before put more eloquently, more elegantly, and thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, man, we definitely appreciate that. And again, the main goal... We know it's more people out there, you know. We definitely know we're not alone, and sometimes we just need to build a platform so that we can see each other and hear each other and acknowledge each other, and eventually we'll connect and start to build something bigger. That's the main purpose.
Yes. Well, you know, I just now had this experience. I'm really committed to moving the chains on police brutality, like now, like really moving in that conversation forward, and at the same time, you know, have family who are in the force, and so there's just this real hurricane of emotion pretty constantly about that, and it's really easy to feel righteous and feel like, you know, what it's like to be in other people's shoes and you would make better decisions in their shoes.
Right.
And I'm just profoundly struck by that you guys are having this conversation, how sophisticated it is. Like, you have I need the book. I'm ready for it. The world is ready for it. I don't know what kind of discouragement you come up against on a regular basis, but we are out here, and we got your back, and you have ours, so thanks.
Yes, man.
We
grateful. Thank you so much, and hopefully... you keep listening every Tuesday and spread the word.
Righteous.
Tuesdays at 7. We'll talk again, guys. Thanks.
All right. Great. Thank you.
Yeah, I think the something that made me think about is the idea, too, with presenting ourselves as, like, three-dimensional, right? Mm-hmm. It's not just – there's not just one level. Right? Right. We're not one way all the time. And understanding that how complicated – and layered we are,
right?
So is every other person that we're coming across,
right?
And what's the easiest thing to do is we talk about all the time. You just group,
throw
this group. Okay, you got these traits, these features. We're throwing you over there. We're throwing you in there. It's easier to navigate that way, right? As opposed to kind of making sure to recall that the same complexity in which you live and deal in, same things are across the board, and that's no matter what level. You know, you can have the head of a Fortune 500 company. He's going through some of these same mental battles that the janitor is,
right, at that same company.
Right. And just having that constant understanding that this is a way for us to be on a platform to show that, the dimensions.
Exactly.
The way we came in here and had a brief complaint session about this and then jumped over to this. You know what I mean? The situation that we were able to wrangle in continue to develop and show these sides on air. And again, being young men, and I got a lot of gray hair, so I don't know.
Yeah, but yours getting that. Black again, though, brother.
Yeah, I dipped my chin in Just for Men.
Did you?
Yeah, Karma talked me into it.
What?
And I ain't even mad at it.
I was told to keep my gray. I might need your hookup.
Hey, it was a quick 5-minute trip. I wasn't gonna do the Beijing. I wasn't gonna be rocking around here with the OG Shuddy Low face.
Once again, our social media is our IG is at Calculated Conversation. Facebook is Calculated Conversation Radio Show. Our Twitter is at Calculated Talk. Website www.calculatedconversation.com. Email calculatedconversation@gmail.com. So make sure you tap in with us. Please share the movement. You know, we just definitely want to connect with more people and make sure we spread the movement and build the energy. You know, I just like being on this show has been amazing, man. The phone calls have really kind of gotten me through, and I mean, definitely confirmed that like we spending our time doing the right thing with our life, you know, and you know, our existence here I don't think it'll ever be in vain, you know, after being able to connect with this many people, talk about things that resonate, go deeper, break things down, rebuild them back up with new procedures, you know, and ultimately move forward and make each other aware of each other. You know, I really do think that just the education of people is one of the main things I think that's just missing from all institutions, and that's something that I want. You know, I purposely made a part of my life and my commitment as I live, and every conversation I have is always just about the education of people, because we think we educate about everything else except people. You know what I mean? And once you kind of can master that idea, that philosophy, that truth, you will be able to move so smoothly in life in different areas and angles and places you never thought you would be. People that grew up with you thought you would never be. I never thought I'd be in here. You know what I mean? I tell people all the time, I had no plans on writing a book. I had no plans on being on the radio. I didn't have no plans on kind of being a servant, you know, to social awareness and all these philosophies that we create, write, and talk about. I didn't know nothing about this.
Right.
I just simply went where the creator took me. You know what I'm saying? I had other ideas.
Right.
You know, but the point is, I didn't go against him. I didn't challenge him. Right. And I thought it was a little weird, you know, that this black dude from the inner city is, you know, now having these kinds of conversations with different types of colleagues and people just from everywhere. Like, we can really just sit in a conversation with anybody, right, man. And that's amazing,
consistently.
Bro. And that's amazing. And people are always shocked, I think, by our conversation, you know, typically kind of based off, I think, maybe our dress code or something. Right. But
I'm in my soft bottoms today.
Oh, are you? Okay.
You
might know something today then. But, you know, I think it's amazing, bro. And, you know, all thanks to, you know, the energy that's guiding us to be better people, and to be able to have these conversations, you know, not stutter, be consistent, you know, be knowledgeable, you know, and be relatable.
Yes.
You know, I'm truly, truly blessed, man. And I think, you know, I know my life has been amazing since then. And so obviously I want to share this with people. Obviously I want to see everybody else doing good. And the fact is, we don't want nothing back. I don't want nothing back from it.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
You know, I know there's people do get frustrated. Like, well, no one ever gives me what I give them. I put so much into people and they don't put nothing in me. And I'm like, listen, people don't pay you back. The universe pay you back. You know what I mean? Like, you want stuff. I don't want nothing from people.
I don't even know how to do nothing different.
They can take they can take whatever I got and run with it. Don't ever bring me nothing back. I'm going to be all right because of my connection with that.
Right.
I'm good. You know what I'm saying? And so, of course, I want to share. Of course, I want to, you know, have these conversations with people, man. It's a wonderful thing, bro.
And again, it's the thing that even taken out of, you know, the context of here at the radio station, and we talked about this, just I know who I've been since a kid, right? In certain ways, certain parts, right? But even thinking about my early adulthood, being that person that these type of conversations are people coming for some kind of feedback, coming to me specifically, wanting to know my perspective on this or that. You know, I've got people even to this day that my phone, their name pops up, I know that we're about to have a conversation. They need some advice. They're seeking, and this has been this way for a very long time. Then getting to a point where my understanding on a bigger level, right? And being able to break out of just my social circles, became way better at being able to give feedback that was stuff I actually was doing, right? Things that I went against my norms to try something new, and it worked out, mm-hmm. right? Broke these ideas of what it is to be this, that, whatever title we ran under, right? Whatever label. And having this understanding that I think people relate because I never put it in the sense like, I got it figured out. Right. It's laid out in the sense of, you know, these are some things that I've seen work consistently. Doing this consistently has led to this for me. Is that gonna apply to everybody? Not at all, right? But it's still information. It's another tool, right? I've got three types of hammers. They work for different things, right? So you ask for a hammer, I can, I mean, there's options depending on what you need to do. Mm-hmm. Having that piece of me always be there, and then us having, you know, how our relationship was kind of built,
right.
Then coming into this platform, it's not a hard thing. That's where it's having this. That's why, you know, when you know what Carl was mentioning, when people call in, because this is what we're used to being on that part of it.
Right.
Somebody presenting an issue, whatever it is, and wanting some feedback on that, right? Not necessarily the answer, because we don't have the answer. They're the only one with the answer for their situation, but being able to give some feedback based on our perspective, you know?
Right.
Rather that's going to work out or not. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
But if they take a piece of this, a piece of what you said, a piece of the other reference that they got, right. they may be able to pull something from all three of those conversations and put it together and run with it.
Right.
And I'm A-okay with being a part of that.
Right, and they might be able to calculate something.
See? Man, it's something I did want to jump into. I was looking back and doing some flippity flipping, and one of the quotes I had written on here was, "No one could ride a horse if it discovered its true strength. The same is true for you and I. Our attitude determines who the rider is and who the horse is." And that was something. That was just around a year ago, and that idea of learning self. We talk about mastering social situations and all these things, but when that work is being done for self and you have the understanding and start to really gain the power of who you are,
right.
you're able to gain power and control over your emotions and
right.
all those things,
right.
you navigate and will be able mm-hmm. to navigate in a much better fashion, I'm pretty sure, than any way up to that point,
right?
Right? Because you're not responding, or right. you're not reacting.
Right.
You're taking that back and having more time to respond to stuff as it comes in, as opposed to just reacting.
Right.
And that's because you know you.
Right.
You know what your triggers are.
Right.
You know the things that excite you. You right. know the things that you need instant gratification. You know, if you can't turn down a chocolate, you know to stay away. You know what I mean? Like
right.
cut those type of things off. But working on that part of it before going into the world, because I think if you're trying to go into the world and saving that before understanding self, it'll tear you apart.
Oh, most definitely.
And that's something to, you know, throw in is the caveat to a lot of the conversation. It starts with self. And that's the basis for any other interactions, right? Because somebody else that has a much more rooted sense of self
mm-hmm.
will have you all over the place.
Right. Absolutely.
Because you're not rooted. And that's right. how people find themselves in situations that they seem to have no control over themselves.
Right.
You hear about people going places and moving and being, the idea of being ate up by the world, ate up by the city, you know,
right.
it's not having a full, not even a full, because I think you always are going to be learning about self, but at least having a fairly rooted understanding of self.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's important.
That's super important, man. Like, You really can't stress that enough, man. Like, learning about self, and again, until you understand yourself, you won't be able to connect with the world, mm-hmm. and everything that happens in it is gonna frustrate you, and you're not gonna understand any scenario that you in or how you got there. You know what I'm saying? And so you gotta calculate. You know, you gotta take yourself back to who you are and break that down, and you decide to really, really share your contribution in yourself. Mm-hmm. You can't share nobody else with the world.
Mm-hmm.
People are already doing stuff. You can't mimic everybody. Mm-hmm. So I can't share what he do and mm-hmm. push him and think I'm gonna get the same results.
Right.
That's just what he does. That's him.
Right.
I gotta share myself.
Right.
Cause if I copy him and I'm not successful, well, I'm gonna blame him and I'm gonna hate on him. And I'm gonna hate the world. I'm gonna hate everybody. You know what I'm saying? And so until I look at what is David good at, what does David do, what talents do he got, and how can I properly distribute this throughout society and start to gain momentum, start to gain energy, and understand myself better, understand the world better. Now I know exactly what I'm supposed to be doing with my life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And when you get to that point, it's not a lot of things that's gonna make you mad, man.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got a level of energy management that's so solid, you understand that when things happen, it ain't personal.
Right.
This ain't towards you. Right. See, you stop taking stuff personal because you know it's not towards you.
Right.
That's the way the world works. You understand that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so you operate from a place of peace.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? As you move through things, you know, you block things off. You get hit, you get hurt, you keep moving. That wasn't personal. They didn't know that was even me.
Right.
I just walked by. You know what I'm saying? And so we got to get to that point, man. And when you do that, you won't, I'm telling you, man, like, you'll just be more positive. Even when bad things happen, you just, you won't take them so hard. You understand how the world works, and you can still maximize within it, even with the issues that you face. Because we all going to face issues. This ain't about perfection. This is about understanding imperfection.
That next show, I got a story. In alignment with that, for remind me, Fred Myers.
Oh, man.
Fred Myers.
We got to hear that. We got to hear that.
I felt so good. I was managing the energy so well.
Oh, yeah?
Did a great job.
Okay, so next Tuesday, we got another great show. Make sure y'all listen. We got something for y'all, man.
All right. Appreciate everybody tuned in.
Yes, yes. Again, man, we appreciate everybody listening. This has been a wonderful year. Again, we're going to have our anniversary mixer party coming up here in the next few weeks. You know, I got to get my birthday out the way. I got to get all type of stuff out the way. But I'm telling you, we're going to have a mixer because we definitely want to connect with the listeners on a personal level. So if you can't call in, you can come in. And the conversation ain't going to change. We're still going to calculate it. We're still going to connect. And we're still going to continue to build.
Bada bam.
So again, follow us on social media at Calculated Conversation on IG, at Calculated Talk on Twitter, on Facebook, Calculated Conversation Radio Show, website www.calculatedconversation.com, Gmail.
Calculated Conversation. Calculated Conversation, everything.
At all, man.
I'm expressing with my full capabilities, and now I'm living in correctional facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it get funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what, I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well I'm dropping English. Even if Yella makes it a cappella, I still express yo, I don't smoke weed or sex. Cause it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel. Spread yourself. The pop chart. So where should a brother like you start expressing yourself, my boy, and show you how your track?
What up?
Drop English right about now. Getting back to the PG, that's program, and it's easy. Dre is back, new jacks are made hollow. Expressing ain't the subject because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend. The records I spin again and again and again. Yo, you're on the other end. Watch a brother blend dope rhymes with no help. There's no fessing or guessing while I'm expressing myself. It's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me. Ruthless is the way to go. They know others say rhymes which fail to be original, or they kill where the hip-hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. Though some musicians cuss at home, they're scared to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you hear none. They'd rather exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the show, they go looking for the dope man. Or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say hell no. But you know it ain't all about wealth, as long as you make a note to spread yourself.
90.7 FM, this is KBOO. You're listening to the Melting Pot Radio Show. My name's Takimba. I'll be at the controls for the next couple of hours, bringing you another edition of the Melting Pot Radio Show. Got a bunch of fresh music coming your way and a couple of interviews that I'm really excited about. You're going to learn how to heal yourself in multiple ways and get involved in some really incredible community events that are coming up. We got tickets to give away to a few different things. Coming up at 8:30, we're going to be talking with Chris and Catherine from Ascending Hope, talking about Soul Sound, which is an event coming up this Friday, combining acupuncture with sound healing. And I've never actually heard of something like this happening, but it sounds like it makes a lot of sense. We're going to have them here at about 8:30 talking about all the benefits of acupuncture by itself, sound healing by itself, and what happens when you combine the two. So we're going to have a pass to give away to that event, and I believe there are still tickets available at a very reasonable price. We'll be able to give you information on how to get involved in that and find out more information about what's going on there. Also, we have tickets to Get On Up, which is happening over at the Goodfoot this Friday night, featuring funk, soul, and hip-hop all remixed together. We have a couple tickets to give away to that a little bit later. Let's see, For the Record.